Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Shivered above Ashfall, a post-industrial city whose derelict smokestacks punched holes in a pewter sky. The scent of soot never quite dispersed, settling like a second skin on everyone who dared to call the place home. Raven Moreno tugged her hoodie tighter, the fabric already stained by the ash she dealt with daily at the iron-like crematorium. Most nights she escaped to the rooftop at closing time, seeking silence among dying stars. Tonight the silence was ruptured by gunmetal growls reverberating through the alley below. She peered over the edge. Three sentinels, enforcers of the local shifter council, dragged a chain figure whose wrists bled molten orange. Even from four stories up, she felt the heat rolling off him. A Fireheart wolf, rumored extinct. Traitor, someone hissed, just loud enough for Raven to hear. In Ashfall, that accusation carried a sentence worse than death, erasure. The captive lifted his head. Silver eyes, ringed by gold, locked on hers, a connection so immediate it rattled her bones. Those eyes kindled something long buried. The childhood memory of a wildfire at the reservation border, a boy standing inside the blaze, unburnt, offering her a single scarlet leaf. Before fear could paralyze her, Raven vaulted the latticework railing and sprinted down the stairwell, every footfall echoing with a choice she hadn't realized was waiting to be made. In the alley, she placed herself between the sentinels and their prisoner, palms raised. "Facilities closed," she lied. "Council wants bodies burned before dawn. Use the front desk like everyone else." One sentinel, a hulking timberwolf beta, sniffed. "Out of the way, Cinderat. This one's property of the High Lunar Court." He rattled the chain for emphasis. "Property." The word sharpened Raven's resolve. She reached behind, flipped a breaker, and the crematorium's emergency doors groaned open. A torrent of furnace heat whooshed outward, her makeshift weapon. Startled, the escort stumbled. In that heartbeat, she sliced a rusted fire hose nozzle across the chain links. Sparks exploded. The prisoner jerked free, seizing Raven's hand like a lifeline. "Name's Jet," he rasped, voice flickering like flames starved of oxygen. "Run." They darted through the yawning service door into the belly of the crematorium. Raven knew the layout intimately. Labyrinthine corridors lined with urns and conveyor belts, perfect for losing pursuers, unless the pursuers could scent fear. She smashed a reagent canister onto the floor. Acrid chemical smoke ballooned, masking the trail. Alarm screamed, red strobes painting the darkness in pulses. Somewhere overhead, the city sirens joined the chorus, turning night into a battlefield of warnings. Inside a storage bay, Raven pressed her back against a wall of unreleased ashes, lungs heaving. Jet's shackles still clattered around his ankles, but the molten glow at the links cooled, solidifying into dull iron. She grabbed bolt cutters, snapping the cuffs. He flexed burned wrists, the wounds closed before her eyes, skin knitting under embers that danced across his veins. "You healed like the fire itself," she whispered, awestruck. "Rebel flame," he corrected softly. "It chose me when everyone else tried to snuff it out." His gaze softened. "You shouldn't have intervened. Couldn't watch them drag someone to incineration for breathing." She shot him a wry half smile. "Besides, I owe you. Years ago, border fire, you were the girl with the leaf," he finished, memory dawning like sunrise. "I kept it, you know." From an inner pocket, he produced the leaf, now dried to burgundy, veins copper bright. "My reminder that even ashlands can birth color. The moment, delicate as moth wings, shattered when the far door buckled under sentinel claws. Jet seized Raven's hand again, leading her through a maintenance hatch into the subterranean rail tunnel once used to ferry coal. Here, ancient murals of running wolves and burning stags glowed faintly where graffiti artists had traced over them with luminescent paint, unaware they were copying rites older than the United States itself. "Those symbols," Raven murmured, brushing a phoenix motif, "are Miwok, my grandmother's tribe." "And mine," Jet replied. "Our packs were won before politics broke us apart." He hesitated as if the words tasted like glass. "Your family sits on the council that declared me a traitor." Shock ricocheted through her. "My grandmother died in that council's care. They said she perished defending peace." Jet's jaw tightened. "She died protecting me. Your grandmother believed the fires could be mastered, not feared." The council framed her, blamed the blaze on us both, then erased the records. His voice cracked, rage and grief colliding. "They'll purge you too, now that you've helped me." Raven reeled, memories rearranging themselves into a darker mosaic. Her parents' sudden move to Ashfall, the sealed court files, the hush whenever she asked about the reservation, pieces long ignored now slotted into place with brutal clarity. A distant howl echoed through the tunnel, closer than before. Jet pressed a hand to the mural. Bricks shifted, revealing a spiral staircase lit by flickering torchlight. "Old sanctuary," he explained, "forgotten even by most rebels." "You'll be safe?" "No," she cut in, steel edging her voice. "If my bloodline forged these secrets, I'll face what they hid. Lead the way." They emerged inside a cavernous chamber beneath the city, where an underground river reflected tongues of flame bubbling from fissures along the walls. A ring of battered banners hung overhead, each bearing the crest of a pack long vanished. In the center stood an altar of blackened stone. Jet approached, and the flames bowed inward, revealing a rune-inscribed blade. "The Pyre Fong," he said. "Only a Fireheart Alpha may claim it. With it, I can challenge the council, expose their lies. But legends demand a witness of the bloodline wronged." He offered the hilt to Raven. "Will you stand with me?" Her pulse roared. Accepting meant forsaking the fragile normalcy she'd crafted. Her tiny apartment, her late-night rooftop escapes, the safe illusion that history could stay buried. But the ashes of Ashfall had always whispered that nothing stays buried forever. Before she could answer, the sentinel pack flooded into the chamber, fur bristling, eyes gleaming with lunar ferocity. Their leader stepped forward, Alpha Sterling Moreno, Raven's uncle, the man who had raised her after her parents' fatal car crash. "Step away from the traitor," Sterling commanded, voice reverberating like a gavel strike. "Raven, come home. This aberration ends tonight." Conflicted tears stung her eyes. "Uncle, why didn't you tell me about Grandma?" "About us?" "Truth is a wildfire," he replied coldly. "Contain it, or watch it consume worlds." Jet ignited, crimson fire spiraling from his fists. The Pyre Fong pulsed, hungry for justice. Sterling's wolves crouched, ready to leap. And Raven, heart a furnace of fear and fury, had one breath left to choose between the family that raised her and the fire that promised rebirth. She drew that breath, lifted the blade, and the chamber vibrated with energy ancient and alive on the brink. Ricocheted from the Pyre Fong as Raven braced the rune-etched blade between herself and the encroaching sentinels. Heat shimmered across the chamber, warping torchlight into molten ribbons. Sterling's wolves formed a crescent, claws rasping on the obsidian floor while the underground river hissed beneath the rising temperature. Jet's voice rumbled like distant thunder. "Back away, Sterling. The council's lies end tonight." "Council?" Sterling sneered. "I am the council here. Your brand of anarchy dies in these tunnels." Raven's pulse hammered, every memory of family dinners and bedtime stories colliding with the brutal certainty that the man before her had chosen power over truth. She lifted the Pyre Fong, runes flaring in response to her turmoil, and felt the blade's ancient awareness brush her thoughts. "Witness the fire, or be consumed by it." Sterling's eyes flickered, wolf amber hardening to steel. "You would raise that relic against blood." "I'm raising it for justice," Raven replied, voice steadier than she felt. "Tell me why Grandma died protecting him. Tell me why my parents were silenced." Tell me why you've turned our heritage into a weapon of fear. For a fractional heartbeat, Sterling's facade cracked, sorrow ghosted across his features. Then the mask of authority snapped back. History is ash. Let it lie. He lunged, jet intercepted, a corona of crimson flame exploding outward. Two sentinels yelped, first singed, while Raven parried another strike, the blade singing as it met iron talons. Sparks cascaded like meteors, illuminating murals of long-forgotten unity, the very legacy being shredded in real time. Amid the chaos, Raven felt the pyre fong guiding her movements, ancient muscle memory flowing from hilt to heartbeat. Yet every clash whispered a warning. She fought kin. The blade wanted justice, not slaughter. She pivoted, using blunt edges to disarm without maiming, forcing opponents to retreat rather than bleed. Jet, however, battled with fury tempered by precision. His flames curled but never struck flesh. Instead, they melted weapons, sealed exits, corralled foes. He fought like a man who had burned too many bridges to watch new ones crumble. Suddenly, a bone-chilling howl echoed from an adjoining passage. A second pack poured in, moon-white wolves wearing the Lunar Court's insignia. Their alpha, Vesper Hawthorne, strode forward, silver cuirass gleaming. "Stand down, Sterling," she commanded. "High lunar jurisdiction overrides your vendetta." Sterling's snarl vibrated the air. "This is tribal justice. Outsiders have no claim." "Outsiders?" Vesper laughed coldly. "You forged secret pacts with human magnates, sold shifter lands for corporate kickbacks, erased dissent with fire and fear. That is the betrayal we've come to prosecute." Raven's gaze snapped to Jet. "You called them?" He shook his head. "The Rebel Network did. It seems flames carry rumors fast." The uneasy standoff thickened. Two factions of authority, each claiming righteousness, each willing to shed blood for it. Raven realized the only way forward was to reveal proof no one could deny. "The Council archives," she muttered. "Grandma said the truth was etched in obsidian tablets, unchangeable." Jet nodded, hidden beneath the Ashfall courthouse. "I tried to retrieve them years ago. Sterling Sentinels branded me traitor before I reached the vault." Sterling caught the exchange. "You'll never touch that vault. I sealed it in magma. Your evidence is vapor." "Vaults can reopen," Vesper countered, "and magma cools. Let us there, Raven. As blood witness, your claim outweighs Sterling's." The chamber's tension cracked when a support column groaned, fractured by residual heat. Stones rained, torches sputtered. Jet grasped Raven's elbow. "Cave-in starting. We need to move now." Raven hesitated, eyes locked on Sterling. Her uncle's expression wavered between fury and something like regret. Before either could speak, the ceiling ruptured, sending Sterling's pack scrambling. Vesper barked orders. Her guards shielded the injured. In the chaos, Raven and Jet sprinted into a side tunnel, barefoot echoes swallowed by roaring collapse. The passage narrowed, walls slick with condensation. Here the city's subterranean veins intersected forgotten aqueducts. Faded glyphs guided their path, phoenixes rising, wolves entwined with flames, symbols of unity before schism. Raven traced them with trembling fingers. "Our ancestors planned escape routes in case of persecution," she realized. "Or for reconciliation," Jet added softly. "They believed truth would someday need safe passage." They emerged into a cistern lit by shafts of moonlight filtering through street-level grates. Jet knelt beside the water, steam curling from his skin. "The pyre fong drains you," he warned. "You're human. Its fire can scorch your soul." "I feel it," Raven admitted, heart fluttering like a trapped bird. "But it also feels right. As if the blades waited generations for someone to wield it without hatred." Jet reached out, thumb brushing soot from her cheek. His touch was warm, comforting, not the scorching blaze she expected. "Because you carry both ash and ember. Balance. That's what the old legends forgot." Footsteps echoed overhead, council patrols converging. Raven's mind vaulted forward. "We need leverage beyond the tablets. Something the public will believe even if Sterling tampers with records." Jet's eyes shimmered. "Sterling's deal with Ashcorp. He's funneling lunar, or volatile under full moon energy, into human weapons research. One spark could level half the East Coast. I have partial data caches. The rest is locked behind biometric gates keyed to Moreno DNA. "Mine," Raven whispered, horror and resolve overlapping. "Then the courthouse isn't just Sterling's stronghold, it's his powder keg." Sirens wailed topside, distant yet drawing nearer. Patrols searching sewers, perhaps drones streaking between skyscrapers. Every second tightened the noose. Raven inhaled the damp air, tasting rust and ozone. "We split up. I'll infiltrate the courthouse vault, extract both the tablets and or manifests. You rally the Rebel Network and Vesper's wolves. When we expose Sterling on a public stream, the shifter world and humans will see the truth together." Jet's jaw clenched. "Leaving you alone with him is madness." "Not alone," she corrected, lifting the pyre fong. "I have ancestral fire and family I still want to believe exists beneath the ash." Reluctance battled trust in his eyes. Finally, he nodded. "At moonrise, we broadcast. Channel Ember 9. The rebels hijack at every solstice. I'll be waiting." He pressed a cylindrical charm into her palm, metal etched with intertwining flames. "Emergency flare. Snap it and I'll find you anywhere." Raven closed her fingers around the charm, warmth pulsing through metal. "Don't be late." They shared a breath charged with unspoken promises, then separated, Jet disappearing into a maze of conduits, while Raven climbed an iron ladder toward a manhole striped by police barricade tape. She pushed, great groaning, and surfaced in a deserted alley adjacent to the courthouse plaza. Night cloaked the skyline in bruised purple. Protest holograms flickered overhead. Citizens demanding transparency after recent council crackdowns. Sterling's propaganda screens countered with slogans of order through unity. Raven wondered how many would still chant that once the vault opened. She slipped across the plaza, blending with shadows cast by marble columns. The courthouse doors were locked, but Moreno biometric scanners glowed dormant beside a maintenance hatch. She pressed her thumb, the panel flashed green. Family ties, it seemed, still opened doors. Inside, sterile corridors hummed with fluorescent light. Raven's childhood memories of visiting Sterling's office resurfaced, cherrywood desks, the scent of cigar and cedar. Back then she believed he was the city's guardian. Now she crept past portraits of council members, their smiles brittle under artificial light. An elevator required dual clearance. She laid her palm on the sensor, heartbeat hammered as green lit again. The car descended deeper than basement level, humming into temperatures that rose the farther it sank, until the doors parted on a vault lined with obsidian slabs, each glowing faintly beneath overhead UV strips. Runic locks recognized her DNA. With a hiss, the main slab split, revealing rows of data crystals, and at the center, three black tablets moored in magnetic stasis. Raven approached, breath catching. Etched upon the stone was an unbroken account of the Fireheart lineage, her grandmother's final testimony, including the prophecy of the Cinder Bridge, a union of Ashborn and Rebel Flame destined to purge corruption. A sharp click echoed behind her. Sterling stepped from the elevator, pistol in one hand, lunar or cartridge gleaming at his belt. His suit was immaculate save for a smear of soot across one cuff. "I knew you'd come here," he said, voice weary yet resolute. "Blood follows blood." Raven pivoted, blade leveled. "You used family to mask profiteering. How many innocents will die when Ashcorp detonates your ore?" Sterling exhaled. "The human world outnumbers us 1,000 to 1. Without leverage, they will hunt our kind to extinction. B or buys us deterrence." "Deterrence built on genocide is still genocide," she shot back. "Grandma chose another way. You silenced her." Pain flashed in his eyes. "I love my mother. But visions of harmony are children's tales. The real world is claws and currency." He holstered the pistol, unfastened the ore cartridge, placed it on a pedestal. "This contains enough volatile energy to induce a chain reaction under the city. If you broadcast my crimes, the fallout begins. Help me. Together we can forge a new order." "By holding millions hostage?" Raven's stomach curled. "You're no guardian. You're the spark of annihilation." He extended a hand. "Choose family." She lifted the pyre fong, shaking. "I am." Sterling's eyes hardened. He pressed a remote. The vault door slammed, red light strobed, a timer flashed 300 seconds. Self-destruct. Obsidian shutters clamped over the elevator shaft. He pocketed the remote. If I must die for the cause, so be it. But you, Raven, can you let Ashfall burn? A lump of terror lodged in her throat. Her fingers found Jet's flare charm. Hope flared, but steel-reinforced walls smothered signal. She had 5 minutes to disable a warhead, retrieve the tablets, and survive an uncle willing to perish for power. Sterling circled. The or cartridge pulsing like a heart of molten moonlight. Tell me, niece, will you save strangers who'd cage you, or honor the blood that raised you? Sweat beaded down her spine as the timer ticked 295. The answer lay somewhere between ash and flame, but finding it meant facing Sterling alone, inside a stone tomb rigged to obliterate history itself. The seconds glowed crimson, relentless. Shattered light pulsed from the self-destruct timer as it marched toward catastrophe. 294. 293, painting the obsidian vault in rhythmic scarlet. Raven's heartbeat matched the countdown, yet her grip on the pyre fong steadied. Sterling prowled between pedestals like a wolf guarding its last den, lunar or cartridge cradled in one gloved hand. Deactivate the failsafe, she commanded. He offered a sad smile. I was deactivated the day I buried your parents for asking the same thing. The admission struck like shrapnel. Grief speared Raven's chest, swiftly transmuting into fury. The blade's runes flared in sympathy, and she realized the pyre fong responded less to bloodline than to conviction. The hotter her resolve, the brighter its edge. Still, she could not risk a fatal strike. Sterling was her only chance of shutting down the warhead without triggering backup charges. She scanned the vault. Behind Sterling, the obsidian tablets hovered in magnetic stasis, inscriptions scrolling in ember-colored script. A control plinth link tablet field, timer, and or cartridge labeled Triax Core. If she severed the right conduit, she might stall detonation long enough to retrieve everything. Family dies, but legacy endures, Sterling said, voice turning preacher smooth. Help me shepherd ours into supremacy, Raven. The human world cowers before annihilation. They'll sign any treaty we dictate. You talk like peace forged from fear is victory. It's chains, she snapped, stepping sideways. Sterling mirrored her, guarding the plinth. The timer flicked 260. Then the floor quivered, distant rumble growing. Sterling's eyes darted upward. What have your rebel friends done? Not rebels, Jet. Across the fortified ceiling, flecks of molten glow seeped through microfractures. The rebel flame responded to the charm in Raven's pocket, tunneling like lava toward her. Courage surged. She fainted left. Sterling shifted to block, exposing the control plinth. Raven hurled the pyre fong. The blade spun, embedding in the plinth with a thunderous crack. Circuits showered sparks, timer freezing at 241. Warning klaxons howled. Sterling roared, lunging. Raven rolled beneath his swing, yanked the cartridge from his belt, and back toward the tablets. Crimson fissures spread across the cartridge shell. Shutdown had destabilized the ore. It hummed, hungry for ignition. Give it back. Sterling bellowed. End the failsafe first. Raven countered. He hesitated, then pounced. Flame geysered from the ceiling, rock and rebar raining down as Jet tore through reinforced concrete, eyes blazing gold. He landed between them, absorbing Sterling's impact. Two alphas collided, fire and moonlight swirling. Sterling raked at Jet's throat. Jet countered with a wreath of searing heat that forced Sterling back. Timer. Jet called. Pause, Raven answered. But Aura's primed to blow if we jostle it. Then we jostle it somewhere else. Jet's gaze flicked to the magnetic field. Tablets first. Truth has to survive, even if we don't. Raven moved, but Sterling sprang, shoulder-checking her into a pedestal. The cartridge skittered across the floor, stopping at the vault's central drain grate. Its fissures widened, radiance brightening to blinding white. Jet snarled, unleashing a whip of flame that circled Sterling's wrists like manacles. Enough blood, he growled. Call off the warhead. You trust a rebel's mercy? Sterling spat, struggling against heat that scorched but didn't sear. Fireheart blood is programmed for revolt. Funny, Jet replied, twisting his bindings tighter. I always thought Moonstone blood was programmed for betrayal. Raven sees the lull to retrieve the tablets, slipping each heavy slab into a fireproof satchel slung at her hip. The moment the last tablet locked in, the vault stabilization field collapsed. Structural support shrieked. Above, Vesper's wolves must have breached courthouse defenses. Shockwaves thundered. Emergency projectors flickered on. Sterling's face appeared citywide via security feeds. Alert, unauthorized control, Wari armament live. The broadcast piggybacked onto Channel Ember 9. Exactly as planned, but Sterling's narrative turned them into terrorists. Jet. Raven shouted over the sirens. He's flipped the story. We need evidence broadcast now. He nodded, free hand pressing an amulet at his collarbone. Signal emitters unfolded like petals. Holographic windows bloomed, streaming Sterling's own confession captured by Vault Mike's moments earlier. Across Ashfall, hollow screens replayed the phrase, "I buried your parents for asking the same thing." Sterling stilled, horror dawning. Justice, however, carried a price. The cartridge's shell cracked open, spewing tendrils of silver flame, lunar or reacting to ambient heat. Timer digits reignited from their frozen state, plummeting straight to 120. Vault lock slammed into emergency override. Doors would not open until detonation completed. Raven calculated. Too little time to hack, too unstable to vent heat upward. But the drain beneath the cartridge, old aqueduct route, could funnel blast into the subterranean river, dousing chain reaction. "Help me drop it down the grate," she cried. Jet released Sterling and joined her. Together they dragged the swelling core. Sterling, frantic, dashed to the plinth, hammering keys to abort broadcast, but Raven sabotage had severed uplinks. Truth echoed through every screen now. Citizens swarmed plazas, Vesper's wolves corralled council guards, Sterling's power evaporated in real time. At the grate, superheated air scorched their faces. Raven wedged the Pyrefong's hilt into iron slats, levering until metal squealed. Gears jammed. Timer fell to 60. Sterling stormed toward them, wild. "You'll drown Ashfall," he yelled. "No," Raven countered. "We'll baptize it." The grate tore free. Roaring current surged. Cold water met lunar flame in hissing fury. Raven and Jet heaved the core down. White light vanished into darkness. A low boom rattled bedrock, then another as shockwaves raced the aqueduct. Vault floor buckled, torrents of steam venting through new fissures. Alarms cut. Emergency lights flicked to green, detonation neutralized. Timer died on 01. Relief flooded Raven's limbs, but the vault, robbed of heat, began to implode as cooling or crystallized. Walls spiderwebbed, ceiling cracked. Tunnel exit, north wall. Jet barked. Together they sprinted, Sterling trailing, half coughing, half weeping at dreams undone. Raven slammed her palm on a Miwok glyph, stones retracted, opening a chute slick with condensation. Jet dove. Raven followed. Sterling paused, glancing back at collapsing legacy, then plunged after. They spilled into a glassy cavern where the subterranean river foamed, half boiled. Steam coated everything in pearlescent mist. Crystals of solidified lunar, or bobbed, like stars drifted from sky. Raven shouldered the satchel, tablet safe, then searched for an exit. Jet pointed. River flows past transit tunnels three levels down. Currents fierce but leads to rebel safe hub. He appraised Sterling, who knelt coughing against basalt. "He comes too." Sterling laughed bitterly. "Mercy from the traitor. How poetic." "Justice," Jet corrected. They waded into waist-deep torrent. Steam seared, but Jet's flames formed a thermal cocoon, water parting around them. Raven's muscles quivered from exertion and the blades drain, yet conviction burned brighter. Behind, courthouse foundations thundered, implosion traveling downward. River surge swelled into rapids. Jet secured Sterling's wrists with flaming cords. Together he and Raven braced against debris. A roar like a dragon's exhale filled the chamber, courthouse exterior collapsing into the vault shaft above. Tons of rubble punched through, displacing water into a colossal geyser. Pressure wave hurled them forward, tumbling through darkness. Raven clutched the satchel and Sterling's restraint, chest burning, ears ringing. When sensation returned, She lay on a shingle of black sand beneath a vaulted transit tunnel. Moonlight spilled through a cracked ceiling, illuminating derailed freight cars rusting on tracks. Jet sprawled nearby, motionless flame flickering at his fingertips. Sterling lay conscious, gaze hollow. Raven crawled to Jet, pressing fingers to his neck, pulse faint but present. The rebel flame guttered, drained by shielding them. She unfastened the leaf charm, snapped it. Ambient sparks spiraled into Jet's chest, reigniting embers until his breathing steadied. Above, sirens melded with helicopter rotors. Vesper's broadcast drones hovered, lenses zooming through the breach. Holos projected Raven cradling Jet beside Sterling in shackles, evidence satchel clutched tight. Imagery no propaganda could warp. City loudspeakers crackled. Vesper's voice, "Ashfall citizens, justice has survived the fire. Stand by for tribunal." Raven exhaled, exhaustion weighty. She looked at Sterling, who met her gaze with something akin to shattered pride. "Ashes may birth phoenixes," he murmured. "Only if they face the sun," she replied, rising as rescue teams thundered down the tunnel. As floodlights bathed the scene, Raven realized truth was free, but consequences far from over. Packs would splinter, alliances shift, human authorities demand answers. Her journey with Jet had only begun. She lifted the pyre fong, runes now calm, as medics hurried nearer. Its glow reflected new purpose, rebuilding from ruin. Yet high above, a fragment of lunar ore, dislodged by the blast, lodged itself in a precarious girder, crackling with dormant energy, ready to fall upon anyone below should tension lines snap. Raven followed the glimmer, dread coiling anew, unanswered. Hung over the mangled transit tunnel like a fragile halo, steam curling through twin shafts of moon and floodlight. Paramedics knelt beside injured rebels, drones projected court orders that flickered between triumph and panic, and the scent of ionized metal bled into every breath. Raven steadied the pyre fong across her knees, but her attention fixed on the fist-sized shard of lunar or wedged in an overhead girder, its surface spider-webbing with veins of volatile light. "Jet," she murmured, voice raw from smoke. "We're still sitting on a warhead." He followed her gaze, eyes narrowing. "If that fragment meets oxygen in the wrong ratio, it'll finish what Sterling started." Medics clustered below, oblivious. Raven rose, joined screaming, and waved at a drone operator. "Evacuate the tunnel, unstable or..." Her warning echoed, drowned by the thrum of approaching rotorcraft. Corporal Signal's men barked contradictory orders. Confusion spread like sparks on dry brush. A pop, then a shriek of tearing steel as the girder slipped. Raven sprinted, shoving medics clear just as the ore shard tumbled. Jet lunged beside her, conjuring a cocoon of flame to arrest velocity. But heat fed the shard, cracks blazed neon. Impact sent a halo of silver fire roaring outward. Raven shielded a child medic. Jet absorbed the brunt, flames meeting lunar energy in a deafening clap. When the glare faded, cratered asphalt smoked, Jet slumped unconscious, and Vesper Hawthorne, who dived to pull Sterling aside, lay sprawled, armor scorched. Her lieutenant knelt, shouting for extraction. Sterling, wrist still bound by ember chains, stared at the devastation with hollow eyes. Raven pressed trembling fingers to Jet's pulse, weak but steady, then pivoted on Sterling. "That shard was yours. How many more are buried in this city?" His gaze dropped. "Enough to blackmail the Eastern Seaboard." He swallowed. "Remove my chains and I'll give you the manifest. Every cash, every timer code." "Mercy for betrayal?" Vesper rasped, propped on an elbow. "We have the confession. Tribunal will strip him of rank and place him under lunar custody." "He wants leverage against vigilantes, not justice," Raven answered, sheathing the pyre fong. "But if theirs are under hospitals and schools, children pay for our revenge." Reluctance wrestled Vesper's features, then she nodded. "1 hour amnesty in rebel custody. Fail us and your ashes won't find an urn." Sterling exhaled like a man granted last rites. "Agreed." They moved Jet, Vesper, and Sterling into a commandeered mag transport humming through service arteries beneath ashfall. Medical drones patched Jet's burns with cryogel. His rebel flame flickered beneath translucent dressings, struggling to reignite. Raven sat by his gurney, clutching the fireleaf charm now drained of ember light. Sterling cleared his throat. He can't heal without sustained fire. You severed the Pyrefong's bond when you sheathed it. Its ember flow feeds both wielder and flameheart. Then he shares my strength? Raven asked. Your lineage was guardian to the flame. Yes. A symbiosis long forgotten. Guilt and wonder tangled in her chest. She unsheathed the sword. Runes pulsed faintly, warmth seeping into her palms, then flowed through the air into Jet's chest, where his heartbeat steadied, breaths deepened. Raven felt energy drain from her, but the deficit was bearable, worth the sight of color returning to his skin. Sterling watched, jaw tight. There is one cache the manifest won't help with. The Central Ashcorp refinery, beyond corporate jurisdiction, lined with human security drones keyed to biometric kill lists. That refinery houses the Obsidian Forge, a crucible refining lunar ore into weapon cores. Shut that down and the rest is inert. Coordinates? Raven asked. 70 miles north in Red Trail Gorge. Railspur enters a cliffside compound camouflaged as hydroplant. Vesper grimaced, lifting her bandaged arm. My wolves need 12 hours to regroup. Hawthorne-class drones could breach sooner, but corporate airspace is a hornet's nest. Then we infiltrate from below, Raven decided. These service lines once fed that hydroplant. We ride the rails. Jet stirred, voice rough. Not without me. She squeezed his hand. You almost burned out. Phoenix's resurrect, he replied, eyes glinting. Besides, refinery crucible requires rebel flame to retemper or into stable crystalline state. Otherwise, the plant will collapse into glassed ruin. Vesper arched a brow. You plan to save the ore? Jet nodded. Purify it. Redirect the energy grid to power Ashfall for centuries. Proof we're protectors, not terrorists. Sterling huffed. Romantic nonsense. Raven met his gaze. You weaponize fear. We'll weaponize hope. She rose, leveling the pyre fong at him. But you're guiding us through biometric locks. His shoulders sagged. I will. In the transport's aft compartment, data crystals projected the refinery blueprint. Concentric rings, crucible at center, vent chimneys disguised as waterfall plumes. Raven traced infiltration route. A maintenance conduit beneath the coolant river, elevator shafts monitored by AI gun turrets. Final curtain of biometric lasers, keyed to both Sterling and Elena Moreno, her mother. A tremor rolled through her. My mother is alive. Sterling winced. Comatose cryostasis. Injured during the accident that killed your father. I kept her close to pacify guilt and secure my DNA redundancy. Raven's hands shook, runes flaring. You exploited her as a key card? Silence answered. Jet sat up, pain flashing in his eyes. We rescue her. The prophecy of Cinderbridge spoke of twin embers, guardian blood and rebel flame, to fuse ash and ore into renewal. Your mother's presence completes that circuit. Vesper gestured to the map. Crucible Chamber sits atop Cryo Vault. Free Elena, purify or broadcast global. Ashcorp can't spin that. Plan solidified by the minute. Vesper's drones would hijack corporate satellites for a second truth stream. Rebels would trigger distractions across Ashcorp holdings. Raven, Jet, and Sterling would spearhead infiltration. As rails hummed northward, pre-dawn gloom seeped into tunnel viewports. Raven leaned against Jet's shoulder, exhaustion mingling with fragile hope. Do you trust me? She whispered. Through fire and ash, he answered. Do you trust yourself? She studied the pyre fong. Images of grandmother, parents, untold ancestors flickering in molten script. I'm learning too. Minutes later, the mag transport halted at a rust-gated junction. They disembarked into catacomb halls where century-old track ribbons converged. Sterling keyed a hidden panel. A hatch yawned, exhaling cold river air heavy with mineral tang. Catwalks clung to basalt walls above a thundering torrent. Tower lights from the hydroplant glimmered half a mile ahead, disguised as harmless civic infrastructure. Yet through Raven's rune-lit vision, she saw veins of or glowing beneath concrete like arteries of another beast entirely. They harnessed up. Vesper provided stealth armor. Sterling donned shackles integrated with a biometric router to spoof access. Jet bound his arms in thermal bandages to control energy bleed. Raven slung the satchel of tablets across her back, Pyre Fong in hand, pulsing anticipation. Wind sighed through the gorge, carrying distant clatter, corporate patrol drones scanning. Raven stepped onto the slick catwalk first, steel vibrating underfoot, river far below roaring like history itself. Jet followed, flames guttering faintly around his fists. Sterling walked last, flanked by a drone sentinel piping his vitals to Vesper's command. Above, blood-red moon dipped toward horizon. Below, refinery vents exhaled steam that glowed eerily with internal crucible fire. Raven tasted iron and inevitability on the air. Ahead, infrared lasers sliced the mist in lattice patterns, first line of biometric defense. Sterling inhaled, placed faith in traitor blood, and extended his cuffed wrists. Lasers reoriented, momentarily disabled. Passage opened. Raven exhaled, grip tightening on the sword hilt. Each step forward felt like threading a needle between doom and deliverance. Somewhere inside that fortress her mother slept, or hearts thundered, and the future of two species waited to ignite. The catwalk angled upward, disappearing through a security sluice into the compound's underbelly. Raven paused, turning to glance at the receding night sky one last time. Ashfall's horizon flickered with protest fires and rebel beacons, yet newborn chants of unity echoed between skyscrapers. She faced the sluice, jaw set. Let's build that bridge. Jet's answering smile was fierce and tender all at once. Together they crossed the threshold, swallowed by steam and shadow, toward an uncertain dawn bled through the hydroplant's grated floor as crimson dawn seeped past towering smokestacks, turning steam plumes to rose-gold banners. Deep within the compound, Raven, Jet, and Sterling crept along a service conduit that vibrated with the thrum of the central crucible. Corporate security drones hovered overhead, lenses sweeping. Each pass painted the corridor in grids of pale blue. One step outside Sterling's biometric shadow, and the lasers would atomize them. Raven's pulse thudded in her ears, but the Pyre Fong's steady warmth steadied her. In a whisper, she rehearsed the plan. Sterling would bypass the cryo vault locks, Raven would free Elena, and Jet would descend to the crucible, redirecting its molten core into the newly coated grid, turning a bomb into a beacon. Yet every plan hinged on seconds, and the plant's failsafe remained unknown. A steel iris slid aside at Sterling's touch, revealing the cryo vault, a cavern rimed with frost, sarcophagi lined like silent soldiers. The sigh of refrigeration units filled the air, alien against the distant furnace roar. At vault center floated a single crystal pod lit from within. Elena Moreno, hair fan like ink and water, eyes closed but cheeks flushed with faint life. Raven swallowed a sob. Mom. Sterling keyed override, the pod's clamps released with a hiss. Cryo fever will strike fast. She'll need flame infusion. I'll handle it, Jet said, stepping forward. He pressed his glowing palm to the crystal. Ember light threaded into Elena's veins, thawing ice into living warmth. The pod opened. Elena gasped, eyelids fluttering. Confusion flitted across her face before recognition bloomed. Raven. I'm here, Raven whispered, tears shining. Alarms blared. A booming voice echoed, unauthorized thaw detected. Crucible protocol commencing. On surveillance feeds, refinery chimneys retracted, revealing cannon-like vents aimed skyward. Sterling blanched. Ashcorp is initiating a purge, venting superheated or vapor into the stratosphere. Nightfall will bring acid rain of lunar fragments across three states. Jet's jaw set. Then we finish the reroute now. Sterling, unlock crucible controls. Raven, escort your mother to the observation deck. She carries the second biometric key. Elena, weak but lucid, nodded. Let me make amends for every silence I endured. They split. Jet and Sterling raced down a spiral gantry into the heart of the forge, a pit of swirling silver fire contained by magnetic rings. Raven guided Elena through a side elevator. As doors climbed, Elena squeezed her daughter's hand. There's something you must know, she rasped. Your grandmother foresaw the cinder bridge, but there was always a third ember, your father. He was the first to blend wolf essence with human spirit willingly. You carry all three legacies. She brushed Raven's cheek. That makes you the living bridge, not the sword. Elevator doors parted onto the observation deck, a glass cathedral suspended over the crucible. Holographic interfaces burst awake, demanding dual authorization. Raven pressed her palm, a ring turned green. Elena placed hers, amber light synced. Below, Jet reached out, channeling rebel flame into a conduit that arced over the crucible like a fiery spine. Sparks spiraled upward, colliding with magnetic fields. Sterling danced across consoles, rerouting coolant, voice clipped with instructions. But a klaxon shrieked, mag ring integrity, 15%. Raven scanned readings. One ring was starving for power. Without it, molten or would breach. Observation capacitor offline. I can reroute core photons through the pyre fong to stabilize. Elena gripped her arm. The blade will consume you. Bridge, remember? Raven smiled, raised the sword, and plunged its tip into the capacitor hub. Runes flared blinding gold, and torrent of energy surged up through her spine. Pain seared. Yet within the agony lay clarity. Memories of her ancestors' dances around sacred fires, of wolves and humans sharing moonlit hunts, of her parents' laughter. She spoke not incantations, but one raw truth, no more fear. The capacitor roared to life. Down below, Magring cycled to full charge, crucible flame turning from violent silver to soft aurora hues. Jet looked up, eyes wide with awe, and poured the last of his fire into the conduit. The chamber responded, beating like a colossal heart, not of destruction, but life. Sterling slammed the final sequence. Grid redirect in 5, 4, 3. Outside, the plant's vents swiveled from sky to city, channeling purified energy into dormant transit lines, hospital grids, refugee shelters, every place the council had starved. Across Ashfall, lights powered on, water pumps roared, hollow screens displayed the live feed. Sterling relinquishing control, Elena standing, Jet aflame with hope, and Raven woven in radiance. But the system demanded concluding sacrifice. Excess energy built within the pyre fong, feedback looping through Raven's veins. She faltered, knees buckling. Elena screamed. Jet darted across a catwalk, yet electric wards rose, no contact possible. Let it flow through me. Jet shouted, bridge me. Raven locked eyes with him, then angled the sword toward the catwalk railing. Flame shot like comet lightning. Jet caught it, channeling the torrent into the crucible's heart. Rings thrummed, accepting the gift, diffusing heat into living light. Glass fractured under Elena's feet. Observation deck cracked, shards plummeting. Elena leaped to safety, but at edge's limit only Sterling stood within reach. For a heartbeat, history hung in balance. Then Sterling grasped her wrist, hauling her beside him. Redemption flickered in his gaze. First ember of new character. Blood protects blood, he muttered. The system's roar faded to a low hum. Energy stabilized. Emergency alarms went silent, replaced by citywide ovation. Raven slid to her knees, drained but alive. Jet climbed to her side, hands trembling. She leaned into his warmth. Their combined embers pulsed like synchronized fireflies. Suddenly, a hidden viewport opened on the crucible wall. A corporate figure, AshCorp CEO Dahlia Knox, appeared, hologram projected. Impressive coup, but you've stolen proprietary technology. International tribunals will shred you. Raven rose, voice ragged yet resolute. We didn't steal, we healed. Broadcast recordings show your intent to weaponize Lunar, or... Global courts will thank us. Knox's lips thinned. You think rebels can hold a power plant? Not rebels, Jet answered, clasping Raven's hand. Caretakers. Vesper's drone feed projected live footage. Human protesters and shifters locking arms around the gorge, chanting unity. Military transports hovered, but did not fire. Public opinion a shield. Knox snarled and vanished, feed cut. Elena exhaled shaky relief. Sterling unclasped his restraints, offered them to Raven. Arrest me. Let the world see there are consequences, even for me. Raven hesitated, then closed the cuffs around his wrists. Justice, not vengeance. Vesper's wolves stormed in moments later, but their weapons lowered at the scene of reconciliation. The Alpha saluted Raven. Ashfall awaits you. Hours passed. Within the city, fountains sprayed again, hospital generators hummed, and giant hollow panes looped the moment crucible lights swept across the skyline. Children painted wolves and phoenixes on pavement, calling the day bright dawn. On a balcony of the reclaimed courthouse, Raven stood with Jet and Elena. Low sun-kissed fractured rooftops. Sterling sat before a tribunal circle, willingly testifying, detailing every cache for safe reclamation. Elena brushed Raven's hair. You have forged the bridge, my daughter. Where does it lead? Raven laced fingers with Jet's, gazing at streets where humans and shifters mingled without fear. Forward, one step, one story, one spark at a time. Below, workers erected a monument from the stabilized, or shard, no longer weapon, now prism-throwing rainbows across the plaza. Inscribed upon its base were words from an ancestral tablet, from ashes we kindle, from embers we rise. The pyre fong, settled in a crystalline display, glowed quietly, not dormant, merely at peace. Raven felt its pulse echo her own, a promise of guidance if darkness returned. But for this heartbeat, silence reigned, full of possibility. Wind danced with distant laughter, banners snapped bright in morning light, and Raven leaned into Jet's side, heart finally unburdened. Around them, the city inhaled its first breath of true freedom. Within them, the fire that once threatened to destroy now illuminated paths unimagined.